Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. I'm delighted that you're with me. We're listening to Derek Prince talk about pages from my life's book. It's a fascinating tour and journey through his life and the amazing stories of his days. You know, no one would be more impatient with just a series of preacher stories than I would, but I would be. I was a pastor for 21 years, and I've written a lot of books and studied a lot of lives, and I just would not be intrigued with the typical sort of lightweight stories. But Derek Prince's life is just fascinating. He's just been telling us in these past few days about his conversion, and you're about to hear about his early Christian life, and it's funny, and it's beautiful, and it brings a tear to your eye, but it also challenges your heart to live deeply for Jesus and to realize the power of the gospel to change lives. If you've missed any of our time together, log on to the website at derekprince.org. But let's get to it now, because Derek's going to talk to us not only about meeting Jesus, but about those early years of growing in Christ. Let's listen.
From my teen years upwards, I'd always had a deep inner conviction that somehow there must be a meaning and a purpose to life, if only I knew where to find it. I had hoped to find it in Christianity, but I'd been disappointed. Then I turned for the answer to philosophy and to various Oriental systems, in particular yoga. But although I was academically successful and achieved a position as a professor of philosophy at Cambridge University, I still hadn't found what I was looking for. Then World War II broke out, and I was drafted into the British Army. I bought a Bible and took that with me to study as a work of philosophy. But once again, I was baffled. I couldn't find any coherent message in the Bible. Then I met a Christian family who were different, humble, uneducated, but different. Being with them in their home, I realized two things about them. The first was that for them, the Bible was a meaningful, up-to-date book. The second was that they had a real personal relationship with God. I felt somehow cheated that after so many years at Britain's largest university, I couldn't understand the Bible, and they could. But I asked myself, is this what I've been looking for? But when I asked that question, a number of other questions immediately came to my mind. I began to think about the implications of getting involved in whatever it was that these people had, and I saw that it was something that took up their whole lives. The questions were something like this. If you get involved in this, what'll happen to your university career? What will your friends say? And worst of all, what will your family say? It was a disgrace when you became a conscience objector, but suppose you become a religious fanatic on top of that. So these questions somehow bombarded my mind, and I walked around for a time almost unconscious of my surroundings. I was going through some kind of deep internal conflict between a desire for what these people had and fear as to the consequences of getting involved in it, continually saying to myself, well, what about my career? What about my friends? What about my family? But after about 4 or 5 days, I don't recall exactly how long, I reached a decisive point. I made a decision. I could sum it up this way. I don't care what happens to my career. I don't care what my friends say. I don't care what my family says. I want this thing, whatever it is. I don't understand what it is, but whatever it is, I want it. Well, then when I made that decision, I thought, well, how do I get it? And I decided that the only thing I could think of was be to pray. So one evening, quite late, I went back to the army barrack room, which I shared with one other soldier, and I said to myself, now I'm going to pray until something happens. We didn't have beds at that time. We just slept on straw mattresses on the floor. So I waited till the other soldier was stretched out and asleep on his mattress. Then I decided to pray. I had a little folding canvas stool. I placed it in front of the window, sat on the stool, placed my elbows on the windowsill, and decided to pray. And once more, I was baffled. I realized that I had no idea how to pray. I didn't know whom to pray to. I didn't know what to say. I just couldn't begin. And I suppose I sat there on that stool for maybe 1 hour. As darkness descended, because it was the middle of the summer, it became dark only very late at night. And there in the darkness, sitting on the stool with my elbows on the windowsill, I was trying to pray. And once again, I was baffled. And then something happened that I find hard to explain. Just when I was ready to give up, an unknown power contacted me, made itself real to me. And when I say a power, I'm talking about something that was extremely powerful. The first thing that happened was my arms began to go up in the air. And as they went up in the air, under the influence of this power, I noticed that the palms were upwards towards the ceiling. And something in me said, "Now why with the palms upward?" And something else in me answered, "Power from on high." I didn't even know that phrase was in the Bible. Power from on high. And then I realized suddenly by a kind of revelation that I'd been in touch with a power from below, but never up to this time in my life had I made contact with this power from on high. And then in the moving of this power upon me, I became aware of a person. It was as though through the power a person was coming to me. I didn't know who the person was, but I knew that this was the person who had the answer for me. And words began to come out of my mouth that I was not choosing. I began to say, "Unless you bless me, I will not let you go." And when I got to those words, "I will not let you go," something took over and I couldn't stop saying them. "I will not let you go. I will not let you go. I will not let you go." And then this mysterious power that was moving my arms upward took my whole body and, as it were, lifted me off that stool and deposited me on the floor with my arms still in the air and still saying, "I will not let you go. I will not let you go unless you bless me." And somehow I knew that I had met a person for the first time, a person whom I'd never met and never known before, the person who was the answer to my searching.
Isn't it amazing to see how God was reaching to Derek Prince? You know, it moves me because the Bible says that God is reaching to everyone who doesn't know him. God is reaching to the lost souls. The same miracles he did, the same hilarious stories of God's grace being extended to Derek are true for so many lives. If you're listening today and you haven't given your life to Jesus, I want to tell you, you're listening right now because God is reaching to you. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Across more than 50 years of ministry, Derek Prince experienced many extraordinary encounters with the presence and person of God. For those who have wished they could have spent some one-to-one time with the man and heard him share details of these encounters, we are pleased to make available The Next Best Thing, delivered in a heart-to-heart style. Derek's message, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, brings you his personal account of his encounters with Almighty God. In this special audio CD, you'll hear how Derek discovered the reality of God and experienced the tremendous power of His Holy Spirit. You'll enjoy wonderful stories of God's supernatural power working in his life and the lives of those around him. You'll be encouraged by the faithfulness of God and drawn to press more deeply into His presence, which is why we want you to have a copy of your own absolutely free. To get your copy of this exceptional audio CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free and postage paid, simply request it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special CD are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thrilled that you're with me. If you're just joining me, you are joining me at a very exciting moment. We are hearing, and we have been hearing all week, Derek talk about his life story. But now we're coming to the moment of conversion, the moment of change, a moment in which Derek Prince, a hungry soul, took hold of Jesus Christ. It's a powerful and transforming story. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus, you can before this program is over. Let's listen.
And then in the moving of this power upon me, I became aware of a person. It was as though through the power, a person was coming to me. I didn't know who the person was, but I knew that this was the person who had the answer for me. And words began to come out of my mouth that I was not choosing. I began to say, "Unless you bless me, I will not let you go." And when I got to those words, "I will not let you go," something took over and I couldn't stop saying them. "I will not let you go. I will not let you go. I will not let you go." And then this mysterious power that was moving my arms upward took my whole body and, as it were, lifted me off that stool and deposited me on the floor with my arms still in the air and still saying, "I will not let you go. I will not let you go unless you bless me." And somehow I knew that I had met a person for the first time, a person whom I had never met and never known before, the person who was the answer to my searching. As I lay there on the floor with my arms in the air, speaking to this unknown person for the first time in my life, this power seemed to flow over me like a sea. In fact, I seemed to be submerged beneath this mysterious, invisible, but very real power. It was going over me like waves of a sea. And then something else happened. Something broke loose inside me, right in the innermost part of my being. It was as though there was a release, as though a knot that had been tied there for many years was undone. And this power began to flow out of my own body, like a river, carrying all sorts of debris and unclean things before it. It was like I pictured a river that had broken loose and was carrying everything before it, a flood of all sorts of things. It was as though unknown evil forces were being flushed out of my body by this river, this strange, mysterious river of power. I was fearful. I really didn't know where I was being carried, what was going to happen next. And yet I kept saying to myself, "I've got this far. If I try to stop now, I may never get this far again." Strange things happened inside me. I began to sob. Tears flowed out of me. I had no idea what I was sobbing about. I had no consciousness in my mind of anything that I needed to cry about, but the tears flowed out of me. That was strange enough, but after maybe an hour of this river flowing through me, the tears began to change to laughter. And again, I had no conscious reason to be laughing. In fact, it wasn't really I who was laughing. Laughter was somehow just flowing out through me. And I felt myself, as it were, submerging in this sea of laughter. And then over the top of my head on the floor, I saw the blanket move where the other soldier was stretched out asleep. And gradually he emerged from under the blanket. He was wearing only his underclothes. He got to his feet. And rather slowly and reluctantly, he walked towards me. He walked around me two or three times, and I remember him saying, "I don't know what to do with you. I suppose it's no good throwing water over you." And I couldn't answer him, but something inside me said even water wouldn't put this out. And then a strange thing happened. Words came to me, I didn't know where they came from, that men must not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. And contrary to all my reasoning, I knew that what was in me was the Holy Spirit. And so I decided that I wouldn't allow my friend to say anything wrong about it. With great difficulty, I got onto my knees, crawled to my mattress, took my place in it, drew the blanket up over me, and lay there, but still this laughter was flowing through me. And in that way, somehow or other, I came to know that truth is a person. I'd always been looking for an abstraction. I'd been looking for a theory. I'd been looking for an explanation. But now I'd found the person. And without any process of reasoning, I knew that that person was Jesus of Nazareth. From that day to this, I have never doubted that Jesus is alive. I had discovered what I had so long failed to understand, that truth is not just an abstraction, it's not just a religion, it's not just a creed, but it's a person. And in Jesus, I resolved that awful conflict that had troubled me for so many years between the ideal and the actual. In Jesus, I discovered the ideal is actual. His life, his words, his teaching, but above all, his person, they were the answer to that unsatisfied craving that had driven me for so many years.
How beautiful it is to see Derek come to the conclusion that life is about a relationship. It's about a person. He had been looking for truth in philosophy. He had been looking for truth in yoga and meditation. He had been looking for truth in the sensual experiences of this generation, of his generation. But he found the reality of life in a relationship with Jesus Christ. How wonderful. Listen, there's so much more to come, including a marvelous time with some friends here in the studio with me as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
He was a remarkable man, and his life was an extraordinary journey of adventure, discovery, and redemption. Now, Stephen Mansfield, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Faith of George W. Bush, has captured that journey in Derek Prince, a biography, a frank, transparent, and fascinating account of one of the 20th century's great spiritual leaders. From England's most prestigious universities to the battlefields of World War II to the drama surrounding the birth of the nation of Israel, this new biography makes you an eyewitness to history while it brings you life-transforming spiritual insights. Derek Prince, a biography, is yours for only $19.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. Shipping is free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Like Derek Prince, you too can triumph over tragedy with the power of the Holy Spirit. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with us today. Joining me in the studio to process this marvelous series by Derek Prince called Pages from My Life's Book are two dear friends. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, and second of all, one of the producers of our show, David Holland. Guys, great to have you here.
Good to see you, Stephen.
You know, this is a moving thing for me, as I've said before, because I had the privilege of writing the biography of Derek Prince, required travel all over the world, Australia, England, Israel. But I'll tell you, it's one of the most amazing lives I've ever read. And Derek tells it movingly. He tells it, you know, in a way that's kind of practiced. I just sometimes feel the frustration. I wish I could click on any one point that he's talking about and expand it to get all the detail in, because there's so much rich texture here.
Yeah, well, Stephen, earlier this week, David kind of pretended that you weren't in the studio at the time and complimented you. But I want to say officially, as president of Derek Prince Ministries, we are so grateful that you put in the hard labor that's necessary. And believe me, as a writer, I know what the hard labor involves. But you did the heavy lifting to make sure that the people who are now listening to us could have the opportunity to read about Derek's life. And people that hadn't had any other way of knowing about him personally and what he experienced now are able to read that and get a glimpse into the life of this remarkable, unique man. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for a job well done.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And I, not just to trade compliments, but had Derek Prince Ministries not been willing to really foot the bill and really get behind it, you know, a lot of people want great bios and they say, here's $5, you know, and I'm not saying it's all about money, but a story like this that involved travel to visit with nine different or eight different daughters and people all over the world and what have you, it was necessary that the organization get behind it. And you really did. You know, what I'm moved about with Derek, is something that may sound like I'm being a little bit critical, but apparently I would think that his generation of minister, his generation of public speaker couldn't be as earthy and as gutsy as guys can today. I mean, guys can get on national TV now and talk about all kinds of things about their lives. Derek apparently didn't feel comfortable bringing everything from his story to the fore at that time. And then later, when I was doing the research for the bio and sitting down with him in Jerusalem, he just, you know, as I sometimes joke, parted my hair with his bluntness and his openness. And I'm almost sad that his generation wasn't able to benefit from the depth of his story quite like it might have today.
Yeah, I think maybe part of that whole charismatic renewal movement, one of the things God was doing in the earth at that time was breaking down a lot of religious tradition. So the church had gotten bound up in so much religion, unknowingly, often with the best of intentions. And that was really a part of that whole thing that Derek was a part of, was breaking a lot of that religious tradition down, but it didn't happen overnight.
Well, Stephen, there were some dynamic moments that you wrote about and really touching and moving. What were some of the ones that stand out, that now stand out in your memory as really significant moments in your time with Derek?
You know, I think the most significant, there are so many, and they all rank right above the top, about the top, but the one that really moved me was when he entrusted me with the story of the child that he had out of wedlock before he was a Christian. This is a very, very tender moment. He went to visit his cousin, who was an Irish farmer. He spent time there working on his master's thesis. While he was there, this Irish farmer's wife, a pretty and intelligent woman, sort of won Derek's heart. My guess is it was the first time he was really around a woman quite like that, buxom and earthy and farm-oriented and what have you. He fell in love with her, and the two ended up having intercourse and conceiving a child. All this is beautifully, I think, told in the bio, and the only reason I say beautifully is that Derek told it so beautifully. And there came then a moment when Derek and this cousin's wife sat down to tell the cousin what had happened. The cousin forgave. The cousin took the child as his own. And it was a marvelous moment. Derek was there at the dedication, at the christening, the baptism, as the Anglicans would say. He was there and carried a picture of the child for years after. And I believe that in a sense, this was one of the first times that Derek was really confronted with his own sinfulness, because he knew he had done wrong. And Derek was also really given, I think for maybe the first time in his life, a moment of grace. I think the forgiveness of that cousin really was the first time he was forgiven something and extended mercy. And I think it was part of the pre-Christian experience of his life. I think it was something that opened him up to the gospel. So that's just an example of the tender moments. There are hilarious moments, there are tearful moments, but that's a moment I can't shake, because I just picture that living room conversation.
I think it's so good that you shared that, because if a person is out there and they think, I've messed up, I've screwed up, I really need some help here, that's exactly what you just illustrated of Derek. It was a pre-Christian experience, but probably helped to bring him to the Lord. And that's what you were talking earlier, that you may even want to be thinking about praying for salvation. I think we ought to do that right now.
Jesus is a redeemer. It's about redemption, and that we are all in need of that redemptive work of Jesus Christ. And wherever you're sitting right now, if you're in need of that redemptive work, whatever you've done, whatever kind of mess you've made of anything, and we've all made messes, God wants to redeem them. Jesus loves you, and he wants to see that redeemed. Let me pray with you right now, just wherever you are. It would be my privilege to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, whoever's listening to the sound of my voice right now, we know that Jesus is a redeemer, wants to enter that situation and heal and restore and fix and make whole and bind up the wounds. Father, I just ask you to touch every person listening to my voice right now, that they would receive your redemptive work in their life. Reach out to them, touch them, and reach out. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you so much for every person listening to this program who needs you and your redemptive work. Bless them. Touch them and make them whole. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Now, I encourage anyone that prayed along with David and that has asked the Lord to come into their life, we'll be glad to send you some materials that will really help the first steps of your life in Christ. So if you'll just log on to derekprince.org, or if you'll call 1-800-448-3261, we'll send you some material that will really help in your beginning steps.
You'll get started right. Call or click and get that. Let us know.
Guys, beautiful time together. Great to be with you.
Always great to be with you, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. We've got some special things for you tomorrow. You won't want to miss it. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be with us tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To get your copy of Derek's CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free of charge, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call now and be sure to request your free CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online at derekprince.org. where you'll find other helpful resources, including Derek's biography, for just $19.95. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.